T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Completely shocking and upsetting. Hi there. So good to have you with us this afternoon, 407 at 1063 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, yes, indeedy, and also 1063WORD.com. Our Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063. Give us a shout and we'll chat. Just you and me and a few hundred thousand or so other people listening in. 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. 71307. Textually speaking today, a texter says, I doubt if Trump cares if people call him ugly. All he has to do is say, let me introduce you to my wife, Melania. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely true. Yeah. Let's see here. I helped get rid of the cows today. Instead of a quarter pounder, I had a double quarter pounder with cheese. LOL. Always a pleasure to hear your voice, Jimbo. There you go. There's a man after AOC's heart. This man had a double quarter pounder today. Getting rid of cows, one cheeseburger at a time. There you go. Absolutely. Oh, my goodness here. Jimbo, you better be careful talking weather with your libtard relatives. They'll go talking climate change. Well, of course they will. Of course they will. Ah, interesting statement here. Raining in Hendersonville. Okay. Well, as I say, the last time I looked outside, I saw more clouds. It wasn't really cloudy where I am at the moment, but hey, you know, I thought it looked kind of cloudier. Let's see here. Jimbo, I prefer my people with fava beans and a nice Chianti. Very funny. Yeah, yes, Anthony Hopkins, thank you very much. And again, my favorite text of the day, maybe of the year. Someone from the right should call for a vote to impeach to get them on record. Yes, absolutely. The president, this would not be hard for him to do. The president should dare them. I dare you, vote my impeachment. I have a few friends on the right, including some in Congress. I'm going to email them. Yeah, call for a vote, force the issue. Seriously, I do not see a downside. You're not going to remove the president from office. You will energize the president's base, and you could get rid of a few people like Jerry Nadler. Yeah, that's not a bad thing. Not a bad thing. I can live with that. Yeah, let's do that. Let's push for it. All right. Okay, what's happening with that there, Dorian? Well, much of southeastern Virginia is shutting down. As Dorian churns up the coast, Virginia Beach officials have announced mandatory evacuations for the community of Sandbridge. That's a strip of land home to beach houses, which sits along the Atlantic coast near the North Carolina border. Of course, anything in Virginia Beach is not that far from the North Carolina border. Voluntary evacuations were encouraged in flood-prone areas in the entire Virginia Beach area. It is prone to flooding. Doesn't take much rain. It's a lot like Charleston in that regard. Dorian's expected to bring heavy rains and 2 to 4 feet of storm surge tomorrow. In the Virginia Beach, Norfolk, Portsmouth, Hampton Roads area, schools and universities have canceled Friday classes. Buses, light rail, and ferries will stop running. Military bases operating with only mission essential personnel. Dorian currently still in a Category 2 level, which is to say, people say, oh, well, it's not as strong as it was. No, it's not. Is it strong? Yes. Is it the strongest storm you've ever been? If you've never been in a hurricane, trust me, a Cat 2 will get your attention, all right? In the Grand Bahamas, meanwhile, crews are working to reopen the airport, using heavy equipment to pick up fallen branches and palm tree fronds after Dorian just knocked the daylights out of the Bahamas. On Grand Bahama Island, lines formed outside gas stations, grocery stores, and the like. At one supermarket, a 67-year-old wood carver, Gordon Higgs, said he would appreciate any help from the international community. I understand that there are some international efforts, usually, of course, in terms of humanitarian aid, the United States comes in and just does a ton of stuff, and then the United Nations, brings potato salad. You know, not a great deal, but they mean well. A third Florida man, third death in Florida being blamed on Hurricane Dorian in Brevard County. The medical examiner says that on Sunday, a 68-year-old man fell to his death while putting up plywood hurricane shutters. So far in the U.S. mainland, there have been at least four storm-related deaths so far, three in Florida, one in North Carolina, all involving men who were trimming trees or otherwise getting ready for the storm. So, again, if you're in an area where you're getting ready, be careful. That's the most tragic part of all, when you don't die because of the storm, but you die because you're just trying to avoid the storm. Be careful if you're doing stuff like that. Dorian now moving up the East Coast. It is still a Category 2. And, of course, there's no indication it's going to do anything to the United States like it did to the Bahamas. But still, you've got to always be careful. We're going to be having reports, at least one report, I know, from a reporter on the scene. That'll be at 5:06, and another report at some point as we can make it available. We're in touch with some reporters right there on the scene. And, of course, Ann Robards will have all the latest news from the 106.3 WORD newsroom as well. So we've got you covered on this storm, and all the while other stuff to talk about as well, including what Senate Democrats are talking about doing as regards the Supreme Court. And this is another one of those cases, I'll get into this in some detail, but it's another one of those cases where if Donald Trump had did what they're doing, the outcry from the left, from the mainstream media, would have been horrendous. Oh, Donald Trump trying to be a fascist dictator, blah, blah, blah. Democrats are doing this. Nobody's saying a word. Not a word. It's almost as if they're, I don't know, what's the word? Hypocritical? Could be. 1-800-347-1063. That's the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Great line. 1-800-347-1063. And the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. And we're heading into, of course, a weekend before you know it. Gee whiz. This has been, of course, a short week anyway because of Labor Day. And here we are already Friday Eve. And one and a half more days of yours truly, and then the Bobster returns, fresh from breaking 12 under at Pebble Beach. So stay with us. We've got you covered, and we'll keep you apprised of all kinds of stuff, and including the Democrats taking on the Supreme Court. This is remarkable. And again, we're talking about a level of arrogance that is, at times, it would be funny if these weren't real people in real positions of power who actually are in a position to hurt this country. But if it were just a story being told, it would be laughable. Jimbo for Bobby Mack. It's 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. We'll pause ever so briefly, get you caught up in a few things, and return here. It's 4:15.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
How do you do? How do you do? What a pleasure to have you folks with us this afternoon at 106.3 WORD. We are, of course, the Upstate's talk station, and we're very proud of that and take that responsibility quite seriously. We are also at 106.3WORD.com, and that we're going to have more information for you about Dorian, the nasty storm out there. I can tell you that we have a report coming up at 4:45 this afternoon from reporter Mark Garrison, who is in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And then at 5:06, we're going to be talking to Brett Jensen, who is reporting from Wilmington, North Carolina, as we keep you covered on just what is happening along the Atlantic coast. Dorian just staying out of reach, sort of dancing up the coastline and causing a little bit of storm surging, but again, not as bad as it might possibly have been. 4:22 is the time at 106.3 WORD. And let's see here. We had some nastiness as expected, pretty much from the folks from the Democrats. I'll have to find that here in just a second here, but basically the Democrats are going to be doing exactly what you thought they were going to be doing regarding gun control. And that's a real question mark. I don't know. I just don't know if the Republicans are going to be able to be holding the line on the red flag laws. I don't know. There are some efforts out there. Again, Pat Toomey, a Republican from Pennsylvania, and Joe Manchin, a Democrat from West Virginia, are pushing a bipartisan bill, which would include some red flaggery. So, I don't know. We will see. But I'm not impressed that the Democrats won't be able to push something through. And again, the president, I hope that that he summons up a certain level of consistency to be opposed to that notion, because it wouldn't really solve anything. I want to talk to you a little bit about the Supreme Court. Now, you may recall a couple of years ago, Chuck Schumer of New York, the Senate Minority Leader, accused the president of showing a disdain for an independent judiciary that doesn't always bend to his wishes. This after the president merely criticized a federal judge who ruled against his administration, which the president's perfectly allowed to do. Okay? Senate Democrats, by contrast, have begun now an unprecedented attempt to actually bend the Supreme Court to their wishes, threatening to restructure the court if the justices don't rule as they see fit. This threat is coming over the Supreme Court's decision to hear a challenge to New York City's restrictions on how gun owners who have residential permits can transport their guns. In a legal brief, a number of members of the Senate have argued that the case against New York was moot because it had rescinded the gun regulations in question. Which is fair enough. It's perfectly fine for senators to make legal arguments in a legal brief to the Supreme Court. No problem there. What is not really acceptable is openly threatening the court with political retribution if it does not rule in a certain way, which is what the Senate Democrats did. The Supreme Court is not well, they wrote, and the people know it. Perhaps the court can heal itself before the public demands it be restructured to reduce the influence of politics. As all 53 Senate Republicans wrote in a letter to the court last week, the implication is as plain as day: dismiss the case or we'll pack the court. Talk about disdain for an independent judiciary. The Democrats are not simply criticizing a ruling with which they disagree. They are preemptively threatening the court before a case is even taken up. Can you imagine if President Trump issued such a preemptive threat? Are you kidding me? Heads would explode. Oh, the president's becoming a fascist dictator, blah, 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 blah. Please. In the contrast to the president's Twitter rants, the Democrats issued their threat in a very carefully crafted legal brief submitted to the court. It wasn't just something that they tossed off. It wasn't a blurt. It was very carefully put together. They thought it through and decided that blackmailing the court is a good idea. Not only was that inappropriate, it was brimming with, frankly, cognitive dissonance. The Democrats accused the court of being too political, but their plan is to reduce the influence of politics on the court by having senators order the justices how to decide or face political consequences? Oh, come on. They're allowed to be hyper-partisan, but nobody else is. Now, these are not backbenchers. No. Among those people pushing this is Dick Durbin, the second-ranking Democratic leader in the Senate. The other names you've heard before, Mazie Hirono of Hawaii, Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island, Richard Blumenthal, Richard War Hero Blumenthal of Connecticut, and, of course, Kirsten, I guess I'm not running for president after all, Gillibrand of New York. These are not AOCs who are new to the game. No, these are veterans, okay? Now, Durbin should know that the Supreme Court is an equal branch of government that does not answer to the Senate, much less to its minority. That's even worse. The Democrats justify their unprecedented intimidation tactics by pointing out that since 2005, the court has issued 78 5-4 or 5-3 opinions when someone recuses themselves or there was a vacancy. 78 5-4 close decisions in which Republican appointees provided all five votes in the majority. As they put it in their statement, with bare partisan majorities, the court has influenced sensitive areas like voting rights, partisan gerrymandering, dark money, union power, regulation of pollution, corporate liability, and access to the federal court, particularly regarding civil rights and discrimination in the workplace. Every single time, the corporate and Republican political interests prevailed. Well, that's because they happen to have people in a majority on the court who agree with them. In other words, you see the implications of this. The implications are the court's not agreeing with us. Well, therefore, there's something wrong. No, the court's just not agreeing with you. Maybe there's something wrong with you. Try telling the Democrats that. This is pretty remarkable. Give me a break. In each of the cases to which they object, the liberal bloc voted in unison as well. Were they behaving as a partisan minority? Well, yeah. Senate Democrats would have no problem with these 5-4 decisions if they'd been decided by a liberal majority. It is pure, utter, complete, and total hypocrisy. Their complaint is not with the rise of political influence on the court, but rather with their lack of political influence on the court. Well, that's what happens when you lose the presidency. Presidents get to nominate Supreme Court justices. I mean, it is a typical temper tantrum, and an indication that it's not just the AOCs of the world, the Omars and the rest, who are ready to be irresponsible. No, some of the big names are also in that same category. There you have it, another example. And again, if the president had done anything like this, they would have gone crazy. It is not even remotely pretending to be fair or balanced. They're losing. They're going to throw a tantrum. Sometimes we are blessed by having really stupid opponents. Jimbo for Bobby Mack at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. And coming up, a couple of reports at 4:48 and at 5:06 on Dorian. It's now 4:29.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Here he is, pinch hitting for Bobby Mack. Labor Week, that's better than Labor Day, you know? I mean, that's a pretty good thing that Bob's got going there. But got to get that golf game improved. If he's going to make the seniors tour, he's going to have to keep working. Anyway, we have for you this afternoon, of course, the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Well, of course, as always, at 1-800-347-1063. Would love to hear from you. 1-800-347-1063, the Ingalls Advantage talk line. It's a good thing. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307, 71307. And we'll look at what some of the texters are saying here. Don't know why red flag laws are so scary. After all, murder was outlawed. Murder stopped. Speeding outlawed. Speeding stopped. Green laws passed, climate change stopped, red flags outlawed, red flags will stop. Yeah, exactly. Because, again, the thing you have to remember about every criminal, no matter how depraved they are, deprived or depraved. They may murder, they may rob, they may rape, they may assault. But boy, once you pass a gun control law, they are helpless. They, oh, gosh, guys, we got to turn in this gun. It's not legal. No, we're going to have to hold up that 7-Eleven with something besides that gun. It's just inescapable. I mean, that we have evidence all the time that is exactly what happens. So it's easy to understand why red flag laws were such a great idea, right? Because they work so well. People, and it's just like those other laws that the texter noted. After we outlawed murder, they stopped. You know, you ever see anybody speeding anymore? Never. Of course not. Because there are laws against it. The speeding stopped. I'm just preaching the liberal orthodoxy here. You gotta believe. You gotta try harder. You know, gotta try harder. What can I tell you? So that's part of the rationale here. And again, the problem with the red flag laws, as you all know, but I'll repeat it if there are any liberals listening who might want to actually put on your thinking caps as opposed to your feeling caps. If you have your thinking caps on, they are administered by very flawed human beings, and they involve the concept of guilty till proven innocent. Now, there's nobody on the left who would ever be happy with the notion of guilty until proven innocent. In fact, they're always complaining about driving while black, people of color being pulled over by the police in areas where you don't see a lot of black people, and they're pulled over guilty till proven innocent. That sets them off. They really get upset about that. But a gun owner, well, of course, a gun owner is automatically bad anyway, sure. You look at where the most guns are owned in this country. That's why rural America is the murder capital of the country. Why people from Chicago are afraid to go out into, let's say, rural Illinois because there are so many murders that are happening out there. I'm just passing along liberal orthodoxy here. Do the best I can. So that's part of the problem. You do not have, again, I will use the example I've given before, you do not have Mr. Spock available to apply the Vulcan mind meld to find out about whether or not a red flag law should in fact be applied to a given person. You have flawed individuals who are applying this. And now, fortunately, in the real world, there are never any people out there who have grudges. There are no neighbors that are unhappy about the hedge that you planted. There are no employees who are upset because you fired them or demoted them. There are no ex-spouses who are ever unhappy with you. The world is filled with fair-minded people. So who could possibly make up a story that says that Joe Blow is not fit to own a gun? Of course, it wouldn't happen. It wouldn't happen. Tony calls in this afternoon from Traveler's Rest. Hello, Tony.
Hey. How are you, Jimbo?
I'm well, sir. Thank you.
You doing all right?
Yes, I am.
Good. This is the 3D guy. You remember that?
The which guys?
Uh-oh. The 3D guy.
I'm terribly sorry that my memory may be a little short. I don't recall 3D. You'll have to refresh my memory and maybe the audiences as well.
Demonic, delusional, and destructive.
I'm sorry. I guess I'm just a doofus today. But it could be that the audience is also not totally up to what we're talking about. So why don't you go ahead and pardon?
Yeah, the Democratic Party.
Oh, the Democratic Party. Oh, I'm sorry. You're talking about the Democrats. Okay, well, please. I'm a little slow today, but you go right ahead. Tell me more about the Democrats.
Well, no, I was calling about the red flag laws. People better wake up because that's not about stopping the shootings. It's about undermining the Second Amendment. And it's just the first step. They're coming in the back door, as they always do. And people better wise up. Because like you said, it's not going to stop anything. It's just a step toward getting rid of our constitutional right to carry arms.
Well, there's no question about the fact that certainly there are many on the left who, if they could, They would get rid of the Second Amendment. If they rewrote the Constitution today, that is the very first thing that would not be included. But for them, of course, if you can essentially emasculate it and make it ineffective, it doesn't matter if you leave the words there as long as nobody pays any attention to them. So, yeah, that's the problem in a nutshell, Tony, and I certainly understand the points that you're making. And this is that's going to be the first thing. You watch. Democrats are back. Well, everybody, the Republicans, too, are back on Monday. And there will be bills that will be introduced before the week is out. Probably red flag laws, background check laws. There will be gun control bills put forward. And then they'll try to persuade Senate Republicans. Well, there are a few, as I noted, who are already leaning in that direction, Tony. So I don't know. I'm hopeful that the president, who, again, has been kind of back and forth on this, I hope he draws the line because, of course, if he does, in fact, veto it, then you would have to have a two-thirds vote. And I don't think that the red flag laws can get a two-thirds vote in the two houses. So it's up to the president, really. So
people better wake up because they're working hard to destroy this country. And that's why I call them the three Ds, the demonic, delusional, and destructive.
All right, demonic, delusional, and destructive. I got you. I'm with you there. All righty. Thanks, Tony. I appreciate your thoughts. And, yeah, again, the Democrats feel empowered right now, a lot of them, especially the far left, they believe this is their time, that they can just revolutionize the country overnight, that they really are believers. Now, I think that they are vastly exaggerating just how much influence they have or will have, but that doesn't mean that they won't be trying. They're making a very solid effort, and you look at some of the people running for president. I mean, I'll grant it, Joe Biden is probably not as off the left, wild-eyed, crazy as some of these people. He's just terribly, terribly, terribly liberal. That's not an acceptable alternative, okay? It's better. I'll be honest with you. If my choice for president were Bernie or Biden, that's not much of a choice, but I would certainly take Biden because Bernie is just god-awful. Who knows what he might do to the country, whereas Biden is just very, very terrible. There is a difference. But as long as you've got another alternative out there, I'll take that other alternative. And the president is the man who stands in the way of those people entering the Oval Office. He already kept Hillary out. And let's see who he keeps out this time. We've got more to come, including when we come back, we'll have an update on the status of Dorian out there with a live report from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Stay with us right here. Jimbo for Bobby Mack at 106.3. The time is 4:45.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Ten minutes now before the hour of 5 o'clock at 106.3 WORD. Did somebody say nasty weather? Well, of course, Dorian is out there, not really hitting the upstate. But then again, if you're in some place like Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, like Mark Garrison is, that's a different story. Hi, Mark. What are you seeing?
Hi, Jim. Well, I am currently taking a little cruise in this pouring rain to kind of get a sense of what's happening up and down Ocean Boulevard here. We have survived high tide with roaring surf that covered much of the sand. Of course, you're familiar with Myrtle Beach, but it didn't really breach the dunes and get into the hotels. The winds have been fairly consistent around 50 miles an hour, so difficult driving here. We're told by the Weather Service, well, we were told about an hour ago, to start expecting sustained winds of 70 or better. We haven't seen that yet, but it's mighty windy right now. Some of these palmetto trees are shearing off, and I saw one sort of become a missile a minute ago. The streets are deserted. Earlier today, we had a lot of people out taking selfies in the surf. One guy drove his car out into the surf and got it stuck. But there's nobody out adventuring now because it's just too windy. It's kind of different.
I saw the TV coverage of that car. How in the world did anybody get their car out that close to the ocean? Were they just dumb?
He told the cops. I got there right after it happened, and he told the cops, "Well, I wanted to get some better pictures."
Well, very good.
The cops tied a buoy to that car and let the ocean have it.
Oh, gee. Unreal. Now then, one of the benefits of a slow hurricane like Dorian, Mark, is that you got plenty of time to prepare. This thing's been coming since forever. The bad news is we're ready. We're still ready. We've been ready forever. How do you keep first responders on high alert so long?
You know, that's a good question. I've seen lots and lots of cops and first responders. The other thing that's very interesting to me is there are no businesses open here. There's not even a Waffle House open here, Jim. And I'm in front of the famous Mammy's Kitchen, all boarded up. That's a little bit unusual. A lot of times some businesses stay open, but I mean, the place is deserted other than one little shop run by a guy called the Donut Man. He refuses to close. So businesses are closed. Oh, there's an awning that's just blown off the front of a building. But I'm interested in the fact that so many businesses closed, and yet I've talked to a lot of locals who decided to stay and not evacuate.
Yeah, I was going to ask you a bit about the locals. How much are you seeing of the meteorological macho idiots who are out there splashing in the surf and posting pictures of their impending death on Instagram?
I've seen a couple of television trucks, but I haven't seen Jim Cantore, if that's what you're asking, or some of these young 25-year-old blondes who are letting their hair blow everywhere for a television shot. I haven't seen a lot of that. I think a number of folks have been hunkered down since the wind started to really pick up. I'm probably one of the few idiots out driving around right now.
But you're working.
There are a lot of cops out.
Yeah, you know, Mark, you're working. I mean, I make a distinction between the people who just do this to play around and folks like Mark Garrison, who happen to be courageous and highly trained professionals who are trying to explain what's going on and at some risk to themselves. I put you on an elevated platform, sir.
Well, you're very kind. You know, before high tide kicked in, and we had a little lull in the rain. There were lots of people who went out on the beach to take selfies, including families bringing their kids. I talked to one 11-year-old girl, and she was just thrilled to be there. And her dad said, "Yeah, we want her to experience Dorian." And I thought, okay.
Yeah, really? I mean, you know, while you're at it, why don't you see if they can experience smallpox? I mean, there are all kinds of experiences that aren't really worth it out there. In any event, the storm is offshore. Has it picked up either speed of movement or speed of winds? I'm wondering how it's doing because it's still pretty close to the shore, but it's really over water.
Yes.
So I'm wondering what we're seeing in terms of the winds and the direction that it's moving.
The last I heard was that it was still just trudging along at 8 miles an hour. I haven't looked in the last few minutes to see if that has picked up. At that trajectory, it would put it crossing the state line later tonight. And the big question has been all day, and I haven't seen an update on the prediction on this, but the big question has been, okay, is this going to possibly come ashore at Wilmington, or is it going to veer out a little bit and maybe directly hit the Outer Banks? And that, as far as I know, that question is still, of course, unanswered.
Yeah, these things can be so unpredictable at times. But anyway, I know you can't stay either high or dry, but stay safe, Mark Garrison.
Thank you, sir. I will do that.
Appreciate that very much. Mark Garrison reporting live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, where Dorian is a lot more than just a hypothetical problem. It's out there right now. And, of course, the winds, although diminished, are still a problem. The storm surge is by far the bigger problem, especially in areas like that, low-lying by the coast. It doesn't take much for some areas out there to get flooded, as Charleston has already found out and Myrtle Beach. We are very close to checking the latest news on the hour. And after that, we're going to be joining reporter Brett Jensen, who is in Wilmington, North Carolina, looking at the ghost of Dorian Future, where this storm is going to be heading. So we'll keep you apprised and keep you updated because, of course, 106.3 WORD is the Upstate's talk station and news station and weather station. We're the place to be, in all fairness. As an earlier caller, a caller said that he doesn't even watch TV anymore. You don't need to do that. I mean, after all, 106.3 WORD builds strong bones and healthy teeth 8 ways. Of course that's true. I read it on the internet. It's absolutely true. We're also at 106.3WORD.com. And we'll keep you apprised of all that is Dorian. And a few other things as well that we've got cooked up for the rest of this afternoon. Jim Bohannon in for Bob McLean today and tomorrow. And we'll pause ever so briefly for some news on the hour. The time now, 3 minutes before 5 p.m.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.